But the RAC has revealed its Risky Roads campaign, in which almost half of the most dangerous roads in the state has no budget to fix. So I asked you this afternoon on 9221882, where are the risky roads in your area? Which roads around where you live or which you travel on frequently need some attention? 9221882. Will Goldsby, RAC General Manager of Corporate Affairs, is on your radio. Good afternoon, Will.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
Okay, which roads have you identified as our most risky roads and there is no attention being paid to them at this stage?
Yeah, there's a number of them. It's important to highlight that this is a survey, so this is actually the community nominating these roads, and that's why it's so important, because they're the people actually driving and riding on these roads every day have been nominating them. So what we've done today, Ollie, is released this scorecard just to see where we're up to from the survey that was released last year. It's a mixed result. There's been some progress in some areas, but there's certainly a few that continue on. Beaufort Street continues to be a problem. There's no funding planned or funding available. Planning hasn't been done. Green Street, Edgewater Drive, they continue to be major concerns that were identified by the community. Albany Highway, major problems. And then heading down south, Bustle Highway, and of course, and we've seen a lot of talk about Indian Ocean Drive, but it still remains an outstanding one that needs to be addressed.
Okay, had you thought that these would be underway by now, some of these upgrades?
Well, a number have had some planning done on some of the roads that were identified, so it does show that the authorities do take the community's views into consideration, but we want more done, and I think in the shadow of the budget next week, Ollie, this is really important that we have an increased funding for these roads. We do know that there is an $845 million road maintenance backlog right across the state, so we need some funding in the budget next week.
Yeah, you certainly do. I note that out of the 10 roads and 10 intersections that were identified in this scorecard, that almost half have not had the funding allocated. If we're serious about fixing these roads, Will Goldsby, we need to just not just talk the talk, but obviously government needs to walk the walk and fund these upgrades.
Yeah, I think the thing is, the community have actually said that these roads are risky. The statistics and our road trauma rate shows that we have risky roads, and these roads are risky. The funding needs to be there to take the risk out of these roads, and this is why we continue to monitor it, advocate with the government about it, and we hope certainly these roads will receive some funding next week.
Yeah, you put them on notice, the budget to be revealed next week. Will Goldsby, we'll watch this space.
Thanks, Ollie.